been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, record-breaking morning in the market. This is the Thursday, June the 20th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on a day when we are seeing new all-time highs on the S&P 500. In fact, said S&P up 27 points right now to 2,954. What was the previous high? Let me get a quick look here. Well, you know what? That is the previous high. So we're matching that. We're running into resistance right now. In fact, we could have a pullback from here. We are hitting the high that we hit earlier this year back in late April, 2954, right on the button. That's how technical analysis works. The Dow is up 238. That puts it at 26,742. What was its all-time high? The all-time high on the Dow Jones Industrial Average was 26,951. So we're still a few hundred points away from an all-time high in the Dow. The NASDAQ is up 86. We're starting to lose a little bit of the bloom off the rose here, but we're up 86 points, 8,073. The all-time high on the NASDAQ was 8,176. So we're about 100 points still off of that all-time high in the NASDAQ. Gold. Why do you think gold is moving today? Well, it's a four-letter word. Gold is, and so is Iran, R-I-A-N. And even more dramatic here, if today is not dramatic enough already, where's the 10-year yield right now?
About 2%.
2%! The 2% solution. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money managers Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson here in Mount Pleasant. Maybe some thunderstorms here today. Looks like some dark clouds, a little wind. The river a little bit roughed up here this morning. But the market is certainly not roughed up. We did have a momentary high this morning on the S&P 500, which hit 29.54 in late April of this year, which was the all-time high. This morning we hit 29.56, Paul. We went 2 points above, so we were in record high territory. And what do you call that old high? You call it resistance.
That's right.
Right? That's the ceiling. That's resistance. And where did the S&P stop this morning? Right on that all-time high? It's like bumping your head on this ceiling up here, hitting your head, going, ouch, and then trying to make another run at it. But, you know, I'm just looking at this chart on the S&P. That was a gap up this morning. It runs into resistance. I don't see new highs coming today anyways. We shall see. The jury is out, but I think we might have hit our high for the day. Meanwhile, you've got the NASDAQ, which just exploded, especially towards the end of the day yesterday. Unbelievable move in the momentum, technology stocks. The NASDAQ gapped up today. Its all-time high is 8,176. It's still about 80, 90 points away from its all-time high. We're not getting that yet. We got to get to 81.78 on the NASDAQ, and so we're about 100 points away there. And then you go to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, 26,734. Now, it's gathering strength the way I see it, and it is the one that is breaking out through its April high. That's a very good sign. And it's headed towards its all-time high of 26,952 that it set on October 3rd of last year. That's when the Fed was on their rate hike rant and really spooked the markets. Markets had a big sell-off after that October 3rd high, and now guess what? The Dow almost back to that October 3rd high. And I would say, is it fair to say, Paul, that the same guy who brought the market down on October 3rd has rallied this market back to near all-time highs?
Absolutely.
Because look at the last 2 days, 3 days has been all Fed-driven news, and as white. You ever see a white dove? They're a beautiful bird. That's about as dovish as Jerome Powell is today. Now, the market was very quiet yesterday as it awaited Powell's announcement. You know, when I first heard Powell's announcement, I thought, that's not very good because they didn't say anything about rate cuts this year. But I guess the market is, you know, looking at probabilities, and they do see the potential for a rate cut this year. And obviously that's following through into today. And the one thing that stood out to me yesterday, and I wrote about this in my fishing report, which I post every evening after my day of fishing on the water. I'm tired. I'm sunburnt. I've got cuts all over my hands from untangling fishing lines and disgorging hooks. You know, it's a tough day in the market. But I post that fishing report on GundersonCapital.com. And the one thing that stood out to me were two things yesterday. What a day that the best stocks now had. I mean, you commented several times. You sent messages to me.
Outperformance.
Outperformance, that the best stocks now on a relative basis were way ahead of the market yesterday. And I also noticed that the best bonds now, the bond market is on fire too.
Even this morning.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen the move in our bond portfolio? Well, I'm sure you have. You manage said bond portfolio and you go through each individual holding every day, correct?
That's right.
And what kind of moves are we seeing in those bonds here
recently? The capital appreciation is almost as much as the interest we're looking for this year.
Man. Yeah, so we may get a double-digit return on that.
I don't know about that, but you know,
it's a worthy goal.
7% right now,
man. I'll tell you what. Yeah. And I looked at several hundred charts during my trading day yesterday. I sent out tweets on Lululemon. I sent out LNTH, which was zooming higher and breaking out yesterday. The Weed REIT, IIPR. Was smoking again, and it's smoking again today. IIPR is a marijuana real estate investment trust, and it's breaking out again today to new all-time highs. I sent out, now, here's an ominous one. Look at this stock right now, symbol ESLT. This is an Israeli company. What do they make? Surveillance, airborne, optical, military equipment. That is Elbit Systems out of Israel. That stock burst higher yesterday, about the time of the drone strike, I guess. You know, you can tell a lot of what's going on in the world by looking at individual stocks on a daily basis. Another observation I made yesterday was it would appear that at least for now, Trump is off to a pretty good start with his reelection campaign. And guess what? The next day after his sold-out Orlando appearance, the healthcare stocks rallied. Another sign that maybe, you know, back several months ago when Bernie Sanders was leading the polls and getting a lot of press, the healthcare stocks were tanking, afraid of a single-payer system. And now they're rallying again. So by watching stocks, you can kind of tell which way the wind is blowing. You do need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows in the market. I also sent out a tweet on ARQL. That's biotech. AAN, that's Aaron's Rents. Adobe, of course, had a big day yesterday. The stock of the day, without question, yesterday, without question, was Shopify. What an unbelievable move that stock made, especially towards the end of the day. And look at it today. Do you know it was up like 25 points yesterday and it's up another 10 today? Look at that chart. And who owns Shopify?
You do.
Well, if you get the newsletter, I own it in both the Premier Growth and the Ultra Growth. This is now a $37 billion company, and many have called it the next Amazon. Where did I find it? In the Best Stocks Now app. And one other one, Vericel, V-C-E-L, had a good chart. And I can't wait to get started on my charts again here today. I have not looked at any yet other than the markets. I kind of like to let the markets, find a direction here, things settle. We had a red hot start. We had a gap up to the market. Now things are settling just a little bit. I can't wait to dig into these charts later today. What was the catalyst that set the market on fire once again late yesterday and following through into today, even despite really bad news out of the Middle East? We'll be right back. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
And welcome back here to the second quarter. Well, the lighter fluid that was put on the coals that were smoldering yesterday was once again the Federal Reserve, our friends at the Fed, keeping rates unchanged, but hinting that they could ease in the months ahead. Now, they didn't say outright that a cut was ahead this year, but the Fed dropped the word patient from its statement and said it would act as appropriate to sustain the economy. I guess it was that one thing. You leave out one word and you got almost 400 points in the Dow.
Like I said, lost his patience.
Yeah, one word. It's just unbelievable how powerful the Fed is. And not only did that spark a huge rally in the market, but you've got the 10-year, which was under 2. It hit 1.99 here this morning. Yesterday it was the healthcare stocks, and I think that had something to do with Trump's launch of his campaign. And it was the best stocks now. It was the high growth momentum type stocks that were really, really just on fire yesterday and again today. Now, the NASDAQ was up 100. I will say that. It's only 68 points now. And you know what? I'd say that's a technical move. You got the NASDAQ that bumped its head right on its old resistance level, especially the S&P 500, and now you're backing off of that resistance level. I'm not the only guy watching charts out there, in other words. Paul, we're not the only ones watching charts. Don't you think that the, what do you call it, the bots or the...
Algos?
They're all set at these resistance levels, support levels, and causing these swings, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So anyways, we did get a new high on the S&P this morning. It is backing off after bumping its head. Now there's only 9 little monkeys jumping on the bed, I guess, but that's where we're at right now with the S&P 500. Okay, now if that's not enough, the ECB, let's see, where is that story? There's a story about, the Bank of England. It's the Bank of England. Well, that doesn't surprise anybody. They're going to hold rates steady. And their future move, of course, they're watching. The big thing they're watching in the UK is Brexit. That has everything to do right now with their monetary policy. And, of course, you had some a world event overnight. We always look at what's going on in the world. That's one of the fun things about this business. You know, since I was a third grader, I had a teacher that introduced me to world events, current events, leaders of nations, countries around the world, capitals around the world. And ever since the third grade, I have had a fascination with what is going on in the world, global politics, global conflicts. I've always known who the leaders of each country are. This has been a fascination of mine over the years. And we had an event overnight. Oil is up. Let's see. What is oil doing right now? We got to look at, give me a read on oil there when you can. It was up 3% this morning.
It was up over 2.5% earlier.
Okay, and the reason being Iran downed a U.S. drone. They shot it down over, now this is the news story, over the Straits of Hormuz, which would put it into international space. Oil spiked overnight with West Texas Intermediate crude soaring 3.2%. to $55.49 per barrel. The U.S. maintains that the RQ4 Global Hawk, was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile in international airspace. Now, that's our side of this story. I'm sure Iran's going to say it was hovering over Tehran or something. Through Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it was operating, the Revolutionary Guard said it was operating over its jurisdiction. Well, it's obviously retaliation to us capturing, through a drone, video of the Iranian, you know, offloading mines from that wounded oil tanker here recently. And, of course, it's the latest in a series of Iranian-backed skirmishes in the Middle East that have stoked fears of wider military conflict. Now, my thought for the day, the cogitate on this one for a moment. What if Iran would have shot down an American flying vehicle of some sort with a person inside of it rather than a drone? Would we be at war? Is that how close we came to war today with Iran? Had they shot down a piloted aircraft? I'm just asking. Gold. Let's take a look at gold prices today. Gold is soaring on the news. And I mentioned
$35.
What is the
$1380.
Price? $1380. Okay. It was mired in the $1300
area. 13s, yeah.
For a long, long time. And now all of a sudden it's making a move towards $1400 an ounce. And gold wants a conflict, and gold wants inflation. It's not getting inflation, but now it's getting a little bit of conflict here. And the gold bugs finally are catching a bid. And, you know, if that's not enough, let's not forget Turkey is out there somewhere. They are getting more and butting up more and more and more to Russia every day. And now there is expectations that we will impose sanctions on Turkey in July. So definitely things are heating up over there in the Mideast. That shows up in gold prices. And I would say, in a way, doesn't that show up in these bond prices? Under
for safety,
two?
Yeah.
Flight to safety. And overnight, let's see, the Fed. Here's how powerful the Fed is, okay? One word. One word. They drop patient from their statement. Hong Kong up 1.2% overnight. China up 2.4% over. India up 1.3%. Viva Powell was heard all over the world last night. Now, speaking of world banks, you know, Draghi, who's been the best friend to Europe, I think, one of the best friends that they've ever had, his term runs out October 31st. Now, it's expected that whoever replaces him will be as big a dove as Draghi has been. But keep in mind that the ECB, the Mario Draghi, who's been at the head, his term does end on October 31st. When will Powell's term end?
He said he has 4 years.
He said no yesterday, he says, I can't be removed. I've got tenure, the law on my side. And that's a truism. Can he be demoted? Well, you know what? He's been pretty good for the market so far. And you know, that October 3rd thing, he seems to have backed off from that path he was on. Anyways, we'll be right back with individual stocks. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half. Well, Seattle coming up rather soon, about a month out now on our Bellevue trip. We will be there Tuesday, July the 30th, Wednesday, July 31st, and Thursday, August the 1st at the Embassy Suites there in Bellevue, and we will be available. Whether you want to talk to us about growth, I have a couple portfolios that are growth with protection on the downside, where I apply market timing and tighter sell stops and whatnot. We have the bond fund, which is off to a phenomenal start since we started. In fact, we're adding another position to it here that we found here recently. What's the yield? Five? Over five?
Almost six.
Yeah, and on one of the great companies in the world, in my opinion, it's currently ranked number, it's in the top 200 in our Best Stocks Now app. And we will be there in Seattle.
It's actually 115.
Wow.
Best Stocks Now.
Just, why would you want, I don't know, these computer-driven asset allocation models? They come to me all the time. I get portfolios like that all the time that have short-term bonds, long-term, and they're all funds. They're all ETFs, which are totally subject to, and they have all the junk in there along with the good stuff. I would rather just leave the junk out and focus on the good stuff, the individual bonds.
Yeah, it's on Credit Watch Positive, so it could get a rating upgrade.
Beautiful. I mean, you look, and you hold it to maturity. When's maturity?
It's 8 years.
8 years. Of course, it's liquid all the way along the way, and you may even sell it at a higher price 2 or 3 years from now, depending on circumstances. But you hold it to maturity. I have a hard time believing that this particular company won't be around or able to honor their bonds 8 years from now. And it's, what's the yield again?
Basically 6%.
6%. All right. So, you know what? I mean, we've scoured our database of 5,145, and we've only been able to find 11. That's a pretty select. Is that what it is? We're up to 11?
11.
That's a pretty dang select list. And, of course, a lot of research goes into that. So the faint of heart, the FOH portfolio, for those that can't take these daily gyrations in the stock market, that would be a very, very good choice. Or it would be a good complement to what you're doing now. All right, we do have a few economic reports in today. The Philly Fed, wit or wit out.
Disappointing.
Wit or wit out. Isn't that what they say? The cheese whiz on the sandwich?
Wit or wit out, yeah.
They don't say Philly that in Chicago.
No.
No, okay, just Philly. The Philly Fed was disappointing, but, I'm not going to go selling all my stocks because of that. And I'm not going to start calling for a recession like Jeffrey Gundlach just because of that. At the same time, jobless claims come in really low, 216,000. Right. That's about as low as it gets. Full employment. It's hard to fill jobs right now. We're waiting on ratification of the USMCA, which replaces NAFTA. Mexico becomes the first country they've signed on. And I know that it's just a matter of time before Canada signs on, but our Congress, as usual, is having a difficult time coming to terms with the USMC trade deal. Well, Airbus got a big order yesterday at the Paris Air Show, and American Airlines has agreed to 50 of Airbus's longest-range single-aisle aircraft, making it the first major U.S. carrier to purchase the European plane since their debut Monday. This is a brand new plane that Airbus, I guess, has kept quiet down in their laboratory, and they've created the first. So it would be like Southwest planes with the single aisle down the middle, three seats on either side, two on each side in first class, but a more comfortable, longer range plane. And American Airlines apparently liked it, and they agreed to purchase 50 of these planes. Airbus stock is up almost 1% here today on that news. The railroad stocks, the railroad companies, at least one of them, Union Pacific, says that the trade uncertainty is hurting them along with the flooding in the Midwest. And I've noticed that we own one railroad stock. It's been a little quiet recently, but I still believe in it over the long haul. But UNP, United Pacific, says that shipping volumes are down 4% this quarter because of poor weather and customer concerns over trade uncertainty. And shipping volumes across the railroad sector have been falling this year. I have a guy, a client, who watches the railroads. He sends me detailed reports on what's going on in the railroad industry, which I much appreciate.
And the trucking, too. You know, we talked about coming out of the ports.
Yep.
And the rates that the trucking is getting is down.
It's, yeah, impacted by all of that. I did see as I crossed the bridge last night a ship. In fact, it was a full terminal here in Charleston unloading the ships. But this trade uncertainty definitely is causing a tail off here in shipping. All right, here's one that's a scary story to me. I do not trust Jeff Bezos. I do not trust Amazon. One single soul. I use Amazon. I get packages at my door. But listen to this one, okay? The surveillance as a service by Amazon. The company wants to use its network of delivery drones to keep watch over customers' houses by forming a flying neighborhood watch scheme, according to a new patented system. Customers could request that Amazon drones visit their property hourly, daily, or weekly, while the drones would look for signs of break-ins, smashed windows, doors left open, political signs in your yard. I don't know. I don't trust them. What did Iran do to that drone?
Shot it down.
Okay. If I see an Amazon, we'll go get the 20 gauge. It looks like a dove to me. It's dove season. I'm going to shoot that drone to the ground and take all the feathers off and eat it. I do not trust this at all. That is one scary story. What else will they be looking for? Well, they're looking in my window. They're looking for smashed windows. They're going to look in your window with the drone. I was telling the crew here today, we were downtown San Diego one day on the 19th floor in our conference room, which had a giant window overlooking the whole downtown harbor area. Beautiful. And a drone came flying right up to our conference window. I think it was, it said Peter Schiff on the side. No, just kidding. And it hovered there for about 10 minutes. I said, don't anybody say anything. And then it flew off into the sunset. Man, I'll tell you what, I do not trust Amazon at all. But I do continue to order packages from Amazon. And it sounds like the Senate doesn't really trust Facebook too much either. They're moving quickly. You know, it was just suggested that they might move quickly. They've got a date. July the 16th, hearing. I'm going to watch this one. And before then, I'm going to read that book called Zucked, and see what that's all about. They want to examine Facebook's proposed digital currency. Now, for all of you, what do you call the globalist theory? This thing's going to be based in Switzerland. Okay, this currency is going to be based in Switzerland. So that's got all of the Bilderberg people and all of this upset. But anyways, it's also got our Senate. The Senate Banking Committee wants to look into Facebook's new currency project. And that was a very, very quick reaction. How is Facebook responding to this news here today? Facebook had a run. It's back up today, and it's doing just fine, and I continue to own Facebook. A lot of FANG stocks in the news today. Netflix, it's having another big day. Did anybody watch Netflix's murder mystery last night? 31 million subscribers watched it, the biggest debut ever for a film by a streaming company. Now, we do know Netflix here. At Gunderson Capital, Netflix is up $4.50 per share today. Netflix has been averaging over the last 5 years 52% growth per year in earnings, and next year they're looking for 71% growth in earnings. How could you not own this in a premier growth portfolio? The stock of the day when we come back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
They make a living. Company goes public today, and I guess if you're in the software industry, you know all about Slack. And my question is, as a professional money manager, is where are the earnings, what are the earnings, and what kind of projections for earnings growth do they have over the next several years? Sounds to me like it might be one of these stocks like Snapchat, where very popular, but they have had a hard time monetizing it so far. But I will be adding it. Look, everybody gets an equal shot. We add it to the database, right, Paul? The Best Stocks Now database.
Yeah.
And the database goes out after the market unemotionally. No bias towards anything. And it pulls in the current price of the stock, the trading history of the stock, so we can get performance numbers, and the valuation of the stock. And it looks at all of that. And maybe after 3 months or so, we'll get a ranking on Slack. As of right now, it has not even it hasn't opened yet, I don't believe. There's still work in the specialist trying to figure out where the price is on it. But it is definitely the stock of the day as far as the NASDAQ and all the hoopla and all the excitement there. A new IPO by the name of Slack, which is used in the professional software world for communicating amongst people in the business. All right, so let's take a look. There's a few other news items here before I get to The featured stock of the day. YouTube was looking at, you know what, I've seen this happen. I've seen one of my grandkids watching an innocent video on Little Mermaid, and when it's over, it goes to the next video, and then to the next one, and then to the next one. And by about number 27, it's a little more racy Little Mermaid than they began with, okay? That's a dangerous thing. And Google is going, YouTube, which is Google and YouTube are one, they're going to make major changes among heavy criticism to children's content approach, all right, which would turn off the feature that automatically plays a new video once one has finished. I'm all for that. Tesla throwing in the towel on their growing residential solar. Remember when Tesla absorbed their stock company? What was the name of it? It was Solar City. Solar City. And they're kind of throwing in the towel on that business. I thought when he absorbed it into Tesla, it was like a quick way of, a convenient way of making it go away, because it was always kind of a thorn in their side, not making a lot of money. Taco Bell says no to Beyond Meat. Well, investors continue to say yes to Beyond Meat. BYND today. $165 a share, but it's been above 200.
Is the short squeeze over?
I don't think so.
No?
There's still got to be a lot of short interest in that stock. In fact, I think we can look that up. In the short interest is 0.5 days. I'm not sure. Okay, so I guess that's a half a day of volume. So that doesn't seem that big to me. Let's just compare that to Tesla, which I know is one of the most heavily shorted stocks out there. It's 3.6 days of short interest. Okay. So yeah, you're right. Maybe the squeeze has disappeared from the stock.
We've all covered.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right. Now, the stock of the day, I had it narrowed down to two, but I'm going to, how can I not make it Shopify today? Shopify is in the news today. Now, Shopify, I started the year with Shopify. I have two versions of my ultra growth portfolio. I have one version that has the best downside protection that I can provide given market conditions and whatnot. It's subject to market timing and hedging and raising cash along the way. And the other version of the ultra growth portfolio is more like the Warren Buffett approach. You know, we're not going to look other than really, really major, major, major changes. We're going to pretty much stick with the stocks that we start with. And for instance, this portfolio currently owns 20 stocks, the ultra growth buy and hold, and I've only made, I want to say, two changes so far this year. Actually, I've made four changes out of a portfolio of 20, and it's been because of big changes at the company. One of the stocks I own is Shopify. I began the year with it. It was $138 a share. It's now $333 a share. That means it's up 140% in this portfolio. It's now 9%. That's another reason why we may do a little selling, would be to cut Shopify maybe in half, chop it in half, just to bring it back down to a 4 or 5% position. But that portfolio overall, which I started the first day of this year, there in the newsletter, and every little change in it has been carefully I've sent out live alerts, and each week in the newsletter I tell you what I've done to it. I've made four changes to it so far this year. It's up 35.2% year to date, 35.2% year to date. Now, of course, ultra growth, we're focused more on small and mid caps. In a baseball vernacular, I would say it's a triple A. They're waiting to be called up to the big leagues and make their major league debut, which I did to Shopify recently. I did promote, I kept it in my ultra growth, and I also bought it in my premier growth portfolio several weeks ago. That was a good move because Shop continues to soar. And if you want to know what they do, go to Shopify.com and you'll see what they do. Kind of a combination of eBay and Amazon, maybe, where you can set up your own shop and not have to pay a mall operator, you know, for rent space and that kind of stuff. You can have a storefront without the storefront. And I think it's a magnificent idea, and it's rocking and a rolling. So if you'd like more information on our growth portfolios, we have two versions of each one. One is we're going to stay fully invested in this one, you know, and in the other one, we're going to do a little bit of market timing and safety protection and this kind of thing along the way. And, of course, we have the faint of heart for the faint of heart portfolio. That's the best bonds now, and it is off to a sensational start. If you'd like to make an appointment with us, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.